The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The disciples approached Jesus and said, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called the child over, placed it in their midst, and said, "Amen, I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that their angels in heaven always look upon the face of my heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. The teachings of Christ in the first part of Matthew, where we get today's gospel, are often called the Discourse on the Church or Ecclesiastical Discourse, because they are a series of instructions on the way in which Christ's church is to be administered. The first passage, today's gospel, is specifically addressed to leaders, that is, the future hierarchy of the church at the time. And Christ warns them against these natural tendencies to pride and ambition. Even though they have positions of government, they must act with humility, just as Christ did. Clearly, the disciples still suffer from human ambition at this point. They want to occupy key positions when Jesus comes to establish his kingdom on earth. To correct their pride, our Lord shows them a child and tells them, if they want to enter the kingdom of heaven, they must decide to be like little children. Children who are incapable of hating anyone, who are totally innocent of vice, particularly innocent of pride, the worst of all vices. They are to be like children who are simple and full of trust. Imagine an infant, holding him in your arms, holding her in your arms. That child has no say of where it goes, is incapable of providing for itself. And so it has to completely trust in you as their guardian, as their caretaker, as their mother and father. That's what Christ wants of us. That's what he asks of us, and that's what he even asks of the future, the future leaders or current leaders of the church, is to completely put our trust in the Lord. Because God is going to provide for us every step of the way. He takes care of us as we do children. He takes care of us as his own children. It's humility, though, that is required for this on our part. It's hard to accept complete care when we are so used to, especially in today's world in the United States, so used to being independent and self-sufficient and all those buzzwords that we hear about what we're supposed to be as adults, as productive members of society. It takes humility to recognize that, you know, it's okay to trust people. It's okay to not have it all together. It's okay to, you know, be like a child in the arms of our Heavenly Father. And to go to him when we need him, when we're struggling with depression or anxiety or despair or grieving the loss of a loved one, we have to be like children and run to our Father. This is what Christ wants from all of us. It is humility that the disciples, especially the hierarchy, must show. Humility is one of the main pillars of the Christian life. I want to leave you with a quote from St. Augustine, one of the best philosophers, theologians, and saints in the church. Well, one of my favorites anyways. He says, "If you ask me what is the essential thing in the religion and discipline of Jesus Christ, I shall reply, first, humility. Second, humility. And third, humility."